So next, I want to introduce Austin Zamhariri. He is outstanding. He's a volunteer for DFW Normal. And Austin spent 14 days at the Capitol this legislative session. Can you give him a hand for that? How many of you have been to the Capitol? And so you can agree that it's hard to do. The parking is crazy. The place is confusing. It's hard to talk to your rep. This man has spent 2 full weeks doing his business there. He spoke to over 100 state representatives and 20 state senators. Senators. It's senators. Dope. Austin is one of the fiercest Texas freedom fighters. Please welcome him to the stage.
Thank you, Jessica. What's up, DFW? How's everybody doing today? I see quite a few of you exercising your First Amendment right. Smells so good. I'm from the DFW community. I was born and raised here. I grew up in Denton County, actually, at Denton, Texas. Like Jessica said, I've spent a lot of time this legislative session speaking to state representatives' offices and senators' offices and different committees, and even testifying. In fact, back in March, I testified for House Bill 81, which is our decriminalization bill, would make possession of marijuana under an ounce a $250 civil fine across the state. Police could no longer have the discretion to arrest you. You literally would get, if you have a gram on you, it's going to be a $250 civil fine. So I testified on behalf of that. It passed out of committee, went through calendars, or it's in calendars right now waiting to be heard by the House floor. We got 3 weeks on it. I testified as a patient for House Bill 2107. I represented the IBD, IBS community, which is a qualifying condition under the bill. If you don't know anything about that bill, we only had five, like Akilah said, we only had five representatives who had authored it as of Tuesday night before we testified. A couple of us were talking before, is this going to be worth anything? Is anything going to happen here? You know, I guess this is just going to be a public show, maybe fruitless, but let's get out there and let's give it everything we have. And we went. We laid it out. We let the state of Texas know that we use cannabis illegally in this state to treat our medical conditions. And we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop until the laws change. That's why we're here. That's why there's 63 of us testifying, and you have a doctor from Waco, a pain management doctor, who under oath testified that 70% of his clientele would qualify for the medical cannabis bill. That's why he was there. There were sick people, dying people, people who were hurt, people who could use the life-saving properties of cannabis, who were pouring their hearts out. Senators were quite, one of the representatives, Jason Isaac out of Dripping Springs, if you don't know him, go ahead and get to know him, because this man he's representing all of us the way all Texas representatives should. He had to get off of the committee panel, go down to the stand and grab tissues. And he stated himself to his own constituent that even if it costs me elections, I will still keep fighting for you, because that is the right thing to do. I had to say, God bless the state of Texas. There's not too many guys like this in the Capitol, trust me. I've talked to many of a conservative representative, many here from the DFW area, and not all are on board. But as of that night, our testimony, the magical news hit. I testified at 12:30, so I got back into the DFW area by about 4:30 in the morning. So I had to work at 10 the next morning, and I showed up to work all, you know, still adrenaline rushing. But about 3 or 4 o'clock, news came out that over 70 new co-authors had jumped onto the bill, the 2107. Unprecedented. It doesn't happen for anything. It's got more support. It's now got over half of the state of Texas on board. All it needs is a vote. The calendars committee, it passed out of the public health committee by a vote of 7-2 just yesterday. And the significance of that is yesterday was the last day to vote on committee bills to hit the floor. If not, House Bill 2107 would have died. So miracles are for this whole week. The last 72 hours have just been popping up left and right. So if you don't believe in this movement before now, our testimony and what we've been doing the last 3 days should be proof for you enough that you can jump on board, you can call your representatives, you can testify like I did in front of a panel of state representatives under oath saying, yes, I use medical cannabis and it makes me feel good and I'm going to keep doing it. Have I been arrested? No. No, I meant, have I been arrested for testifying under oath that I use medical cannabis to a representative? No. Yes, I was arrested back in 2010, if you want me to share that story. I was arrested in Grapevine, Texas, and it was for 0.08 grams of marijuana. They had to bring out six squad units, got a K-9 unit out there. They told me that they were looking for young Hispanic males who were wearing all black, who had been in the area breaking and entering. Let me give you a word of advice. Don't ever tell a police officer, sir, I'm not Hispanic, I'm Middle Eastern. This is a federal matter now. All I ask anybody here to do, like many of the speakers before me, who I all respect and love, you have to do three things if you want to make this movement happen. And they're all very easy. Number one, educate yourself. In the age of information, where all the information you could possibly have about something is at the click of a finger, you should have that information and educate yourself and find out all the things that you need to know to arm yourself, because education is the only way that this movement is going to happen in Texas. We don't have voter referendum. We can't just get a bunch of signatures and throw it up. We have to go through our state representatives in order for the laws to change. Number two, just show up. Look, every single person that's in here right now, out in the crowd, all of you have already achieved step number two, which is just show up. Just show up. Come to the meetings. Come to our events. If you see something happening in Houston with Houston Normal, go see them. Come hang out with us at DFW Normal. We have a meeting at the end of every month educating you on how these bills are progressing and what kind of impact we're making in our community. And we invite every single person here, I don't care if you're a member or not, you come to our meeting and come talk to me, and I will make sure that you are integrated into our movement to make sure that you have your voices heard. We want everybody's voices heard. That's what we do at DFW Normal. We want to make sure that you're plugged in with your representative, you're active locally, you're active at the state level, and you're active at the federal level. All right. Really, one thing I want to clarify real quick that I've been talking about. There's been news from a very prominent billionaire that lives in our city named Jerry Jones, who's been talking how he wants to change the collective bargaining agreement coming up in the NFL to review the marijuana laws. Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, who actually came out with this a couple of days ago as well. If you want to change the marijuana laws in the NFL, you need to go ahead and step up in your community, and you need to start changing these laws at the state level now. Yeah. With the support of a man like Jerry Jones, HB 2107 would be law tomorrow. Yo. So if you hear me, Jerry, you can call me, you can call Sean, you can call anybody here in the community. We'll put something together, and we'll get you on board right now. Because we need right now. We're running out of time. People are dying in the state of Texas. And it's about helping people. Let me close real quick with one thing. Just a little historic note, okay? In 1835, at the Battle of Gonzales, 140 Texans stood before a Mexican regiment, cavalry, that had come to acquire a cannon that they had given the young province of Tejas. Well, just like those young Texans nearly 200 years ago, I tell Dallas-Fort Worth and the state of Texas, come and take it.